Mussolini and Italy. Italy suffered badly after World War I. There were terrible losses. They were also unhappy with the Treaty of Versailles. They thought that they should have been given more land. Unemployment was high, as were living costs. The government was weak and corrupt. Benito Mussolini set up a fascist government in Italy. The fascist party stood for strict law and order and loyalty to Mussolini. He wanted to build up an empire like that of the old days. He had an armed group called Black Shirts, who bet communists and anyone who went against them. Their symbol was the fasces from ancient Rome, a bundle of rods with an axe. How they got to power. The party grew in popularity. In October 1922, they marched to Rome in an effort to seize control. It worked, and the king invited Mussolini to form a government. Mussolini became a dictator. All political parties and trade unions were banned. Parliament lost its power. Mussolini became known as Il Duce, or the leader. It became a police state, and anyone who opposed him were murdered. He was popular at first. He used propaganda to show him as a strong, brave and hard-working hero. He introduced public works to give jobs, such as the building of motorways and the draining of marshes. He banned communism, so businessmen supported him. The Catholic Church supported him as he signed the Lateran Treaty, which allowed the Vatican become an independent state. He wanted to create a large empire, so he invaded Abyssinia, or Ethiopia, a poor country, but the League of Nations could not stop him. He made an alliance with Hitler called the Rome-Berlin Axis. Italy entered the war on the German side, but Italy was defeated and was invaded. He was eventually captured and executed. His body was displayed hanging upside down in a square in Milan.